Let's start by looking at the second item in this list, HR action. Now, I hope you can start to see how all three of these pieces fit together. Onboarding is really just a checklist. A checklist can contain any of these actions, including the HR action we've already talked about. And we know that an HR action, when performed, may follow a workflow, which we started with. Now you can see how all three of these pieces fit together. But there are other types of items that can go into a checklist beside HR actions. The first one listed here is custom form. Custom forms are pretty cool. They allow you to scan and upload an actual form that is unique perhaps to your company. Then you superimpose over that scanned image the document fields that you want to have filled in electronically. Then the document can be electronically signed by the originator. The third option in this list is a hyperlink to an outside page. This is useful if you need the new hire to go to somewhere like your benefit provider website for enrollment or to go to an LMS system for training. Next are several items called screen links. Screen links actually display that particular screen to the new hire, and they can fill in the needed information. Unlike HR actions, these do not have a workflow. They are hard-coded direct links to those forms in the system. As a rule, this is giving the employee the ability to just fill in the forms on their own without approvals.